Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so excited to be here this morning, that at this moment. And I'm happy that you're here also, witnessing your Catholic faith and serving as a light to the community, which you are. Thank you for that. First off, as a means of a brief introduction for many who do not know me, my name is Deacon Charlie Geesting, and I've recently been assigned to serve at the two parishes here in Shelby County. This is a great opportunity for me and my wife because we lived here some 13 years ago, but now I've moved back. And so we're living just east of Waldron in an old farmhouse. We came from Plainfield, where my wife had a job for 13 years as a school administrator. And although my wife now has retired from the school system, I'm still working my secular job for Elevance Health through the week, but I get to do it from home, so that's pretty nice. Now, as some of you know, my wife and I, we have fond memories of raising our four children in Shelby County. They're all grown now. We're kind of hoping some come back someday. While we were away, we were members of St. Susanna Parish in Plainfield, and it was there in 2012 that I discerned a calling to apply to be formed as a deacon of the church. After applying, I was ever so humbled to be accepted, and then to begin a four-year formation in the fall of 2013. I was ordained a permanent deacon on June the 24th of 2017 and served my ministry there at St. Susanna until my recent move here to Shelby County. So I'm sure that most of you remember Deacon Tom Hill. Yes, some. So you're somewhat familiar with what a deacon does. But in my formation to become a deacon, an analogy used to define what a deacon does was one that you should think of the priest as the shepherd of the flock, the Christ the shepherd, if you will. And the deacon would then be thought of as the shepherd's sheepdog, or Christ the servant. This sheepdog would work with the priest and out at St. Vincent de Paul with Sister Joan, the administrator there, to help them give service to the poor and the less fortunate, to those who may have wandered far away from God, and try to get them back. And maybe to assist where Father Mike and Sister Joan just literally didn't have enough time to support all the people they wanted to. But no, I am not replacing Father Mike's dog, Sister Gloria. I'm not doing that. I am just the sheepdog. On a more formal note, there are three service ministries of the deacon, all of which I'll be getting more involved with as the days go by. So the first is acting with charity. The second, proclaiming the gospel. And the third is supporting the liturgy. Particularly, my ministry of charity will include working all I can, the time I have, in direct service to the needy, the ill, the abused, the battered, the young, or the old, those suffering in their marriages, the homeless, victims of substance abuse, prisoners, refugees, and anybody who has been unjustly discriminated against. In charity, as we all know, Christ has told us, as often as you did it for one of my brothers, you did it for me. As an ordained servant of Jesus Christ, I'm here with instructions from our Archbishop Charles Thompson. I have an official letter to help Father Mike and Sister Joan as the sheepdog serves their shepherd. And as this sheepdog, I will be a happy servant who offers to help guide and comfort any of you in times of need, as well as someone who will pray with you, give praise to God with you, and support you in your journey back to our heavenly home. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Our gospel today begs the question, what is the cost of being a disciple of Jesus Christ? Have we calculated it carefully so as not to turn back when we experience difficulties in life? In our gospel today, Jesus says we need to hate those in our family who are close to us. I thought Jesus taught us to love every human being. He did. But in this case, in those times, Jesus' use of the word hate had a different meaning. In this case, the meaning of the word hate is to love less. Love less. So that not even the sacred love or fidelity to family members should not be more than the love that you have for Jesus Christ himself. In our Catechism of the Catholic Church, in paragraph 1618, it says, Christ is the center of all Christian life. The bond with him takes precedence over all other bonds, whether they be family or social. Next, Jesus says, whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. At the time of Jesus, when the Romans were going to execute a criminal, they made him carry their own cross. And they knew that. Jesus' audience that day was large, and they knew that. And so when Jesus told his audience that they would have to carry their own cross to follow him, he was clearly telling them that that associated with following him would be pain and suffering. Carrying that cross would be pain and suffering. Did everyone agree with that thinking at the time? I suspect upon hearing that line, many who were listening to Jesus that day simply got up and walked away. They used their free will. They got up and left. However, many did remain, just as you are here now, today, hearing Jesus' words that to follow him means there is a cost. Part of that cost is that you must carry your own cross and come after him, or in other words, follow his ways. You will be agreeing to endure your own pain and suffering to be a disciple of Jesus. And I'm not talking just about physical pain, but also the pains of mental anguish that often accompany things we struggle with. So oftentimes, the mental pain is worse than the physical pain. How are you bearing your own cross? How are you helping others to bear theirs? Have you ever seen a builder who started a project and for whatever reason, in the middle of that building project, just abandoned it? One I think of is West 38th Street, as I've driven over to Marion University. If you look on the north side of the road there, there's a large set of rusty I-beams where it looked to be they were going to be a two-story building. Maybe it was a large car dealership, I'm not sure. But it was abandoned, and it's been that way for a number of years. This building was started, but for some reason, maybe its cost, was never completed. But what was Jesus telling us about building in our gospel? Jesus is telling us that before we make a commitment to follow him with our whole hearts, our whole minds, and our whole bodies, we must first calculate the cost of the commitment to follow him and his ways. In some cases, this may mean that we lose social status or wealth that we have, or that we give up some control over our own time, our money, or maybe even part of our careers. Are we ready for that? Jesus asked us to very carefully calculate the cost of becoming a true disciple of him, so that when we make that commitment to follow him, we don't turn back or stop building halfway through our journey to get back to heaven. What is your cost of being a disciple of Jesus Christ?